Chris Phillips on Jazz FM. Listening Colour.
We moved around a lot when I was a kid, 'cause my daddy was the traveling type. The last thing in the world that he'd like to do was to watch that box and smoke a pipe. Yeah, we lived all over the city and the country, and that's the reason why I got itchy feet and I want to kiss this down goodbye. The only thing I'll miss, yeah, after I'm gone, is this very special woman I know. She got a lot of ways to get me to stay, even though I really want to go. Hey, she wild, that doxy, fine and foxy. But that's the reason why I'm kicking around, and I want to kiss this town goodbye. It's a bright, pretty day. Blabber, blabber, da 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 da. It was a pleasurable day. Saturday, 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 Saturday,
There it is, Branford Marsalis Quartet with Kurt Elling and Sonny Rollins. Doxy Kurt Elling joins me at Jazz FM. Welcome, sir, welcome.
Good morning.
You had a heck of a week, been busy at Ronnie Scott's, packing it out down there with the new album coming, the Christmas album. We'll get to that. I actually compiled not a list of questions or research or anything, just a bullet point thing.
All right,
so we're going to knock off these bullet points here. First of all, I want to talk about your work there with Branford Marsalis. I was lucky enough to see you at the North Sea Jazz Festival in the summer. And that album there, I believe you went to New Orleans, didn't you, and sort of took in the atmosphere there and tried out the material. Is that how it works? New Orleans, first on the list.
New Orleans, first on the list. Well, Branford's family's obviously from New Orleans, and he's got the connections down there. And we did three, I think, or four nights at Snug Harbor, which is the local spot down there. And those were our rehearsals. We just played the music. We did a talk down, and we sort of played at the charts one time in the afternoon, and we came in and we just hit that night and started running. Branford likes things to be as fresh as they can be and unrehearsed and spontaneous, and that there's no real arrangement. There's just what happens and what we agree as a group to do without verbalizing things too much. That having been said, he'll have definitive opinions if you're playing stuff that he thinks is corny or is not going to make it.
Yeah.
And then he'll tell you about that, and then you try something else. It was a real pleasure, and it's been a thrill for me to hit with Branford. His intellect is so developed, and he's so bright, and he's so funny, and he's very gracious. And it's been a pleasure throughout, and I'm learning a lot. And all the guys in the band are very sweet, and I think we make a really good team together.
There at Snug Harbor in New Orleans, in the French Quarter there, there's mm-hmm. a sort of, in New Orleans, there's a sort of necessary respect for the canon of music, isn't there? How did you find that people received you, you know, in the center of jazz there, New Orleans?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, you walk on with Branford and he says you're okay and you're going to be okay. Plus, I've played New Orleans a bunch of times with my own guys. And I mean, you know, as with so many elements of life, I mean, jazz isn't... There are kind of several centers or cellular centers. Chicago's one. New York has maybe two or three different cellular centers. There's even a cell out in Los Angeles. San Francisco's got a cell. And so, and each town has its own stylistic differences and latitude and how deep is the bench and that kind of a thing. But the most important thing is to bring the spirit of improvisation and the technique that you've developed as an individual over the years, and then to put it in the service of the highest possible good for the music.
Next on my list here, Kurt, is the word Trump.
Oh, that's a sad one.
I know your political leanings to a certain extent from
reading about
you.
Well, I mean, come on, it's pretty... I mean,
yeah,
people of goodwill...
Great extent.
People of goodwill the world over, and of... I don't know, eyes wide open, and people who are paying attention to facts know what a horrible human tragedy this is, and a farce, and a just a catastrophe, just a global catastrophe. And
That bad?
Yeah, I think so. It's already started to show up, the way racism rears its head, and sexism, and the ignorance of it, and people trying to use their grievances to force other people to pay a price. No, it's horribly sad. And after all the hard work and progressive thinking that Barack Obama and Joe Biden have brought into the world in the last 8 years and the left, it's a historical moment. I think that there's a self-destructive element in the human psyche. And even when surely we could make improvements, and a lot of people have been left out, and the economy has moved around, and jobs have moved overseas, and all kinds of different things.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
is it true that you once said that you would consider moving out of America if the political situation got to a point?
I don't know if I said that. Maybe I did as a joke, but I mean, I think it's more important to stand and fight.
Yeah.
What America has on to offer and what it has represented to the world and to Americans is much too important to just leave to this goon squad. So I'll be going back and trying to keep my family safe and keep people I bump into on the street safe, because we're all in the pool, and we go one, we go all. And this, the way this thing is going to divide right now is just going to be so tragic. And so the whole boat might go down.
Did you live in an apartment that was once occupied by President mm-hmm. Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. How did that come about?
He was our state representative, and I did some benefits for him at that time. His book sales took off, and he was on his way to the U.S. Senate, and my wife was pregnant, and we needed laundry in unit. So I was looking for a place, and they were a couple of blocks away from where we lived, and I said, oh, well, if it's good enough for Barack and Michelle, man, it's definitely going to be a fine little spot for me and my wife. Yeah, so we bought that from them, and then 8 years lived there, and then we moved to New York, and have been there for the last eight.
We're going to get into Christmas now. This officially, by the way, is the very first Christmas piece we're playing on Jazz FM this year. You have that honour.
Huzzah.
From the new album from Kurt Elling. Take a listen to this, Christmas Children.
Christmas children peep into Christmas windows. See a world as pretty as a dream. Christmas trees and toys, Christmas hopes and joys, Christmas pudding rich with Christmas cream. Christmas presents shine in the Christmas windows. Christmas boxes tied with pretty bows. Wonder what's inside, what delights they hide. But till Christmas morning, no one knows. Won't it be exciting if it snows? I suppose that children everywhere will say a Christmas prayer till Santa brings their Christmas things. Christmas children live in a Christmas daydream, waiting for the magic to unfold. Wondrous things to eat every Christmas treat, rich or not, the Christmas pot of gold. Children young and old. Christmas things, dear Santa, bring that Christmas swing. Christmas children hunger for Christmas morning. Christmas day's a wonder to behold. Young ones' dreams come true. Not so young ones too. I believe that story we've been told. Christmas is for children young and old.
Complete with jingle bells. Christmas Children from the new album from Kurt Elling, who's here with me at Jazz FM. We've been chatting, and Kurt, is this your first holiday album, as we like to call it, isn't it? A holiday album. What made you embrace Christmas this way? It's a wonderful jazz album with plenty of swag and swing in it, of course. As you'd expect.
We tried to avoid all the obvious bits and the pitfalls, the corny things, while still resonating with the season. And certainly in terms of material, I went out of my way to find stuff that I could really get behind and that felt more inclusive and a little bit more searching, maybe, a little bit more interested in the mystery than in the glitzy bits. And I hope we've succeeded. We worked really hard on it. I didn't have the idea to go in and do a holiday record at all. And with the Branford record coming out and taking up a year plus of my touring schedule, and I'm happy to have that, I wanted to have another item of my own for people who were looking for my work before I went back into the studio and did the next big thing, which won't probably be coming out until 18. I don't even know.
Some time off.
Yeah, so it'll feel like time off to people who are used to me coming across every year or every year and a half. But for me, it's like, so let me put this out, and then we've got this, and then I'll get to work on the next thing, and I'll have enough time to really polish that so that whenever that comes out, now, as we were just discussing, we've got a whole new world to respond to and to write music for. So, yeah, we're proud of this. And that composition and two others on this record, the record's called The Beautiful Day. And three of the compositions written by your countryman, Leslie Bricuse. Obviously very well known over here. And, I mean, just really a magnificent writer. And I hadn't heard anybody cover the numbers that he had done, that he had written for his musical adaptation of Scrooge. And it's always been a favorite of mine. It's the one I look forward to at the holidays to put on and sit down with my kids. And we know all the words to everything. And so since they hadn't been over-covered and they seemed so smartly written, then it was a chance. And they swing. So
they do.
So thank you, Leslie.
They sure do. You've got an affinity and a partnership with Guy Barker as well, don't you? One of our finest band leaders. And
he is a great one. He's a dear friend, and he's such a hard worker, and he's a brilliant, brilliant musician. He's been very generous to me, bringing me over for different projects, and we're working together on a thing now that's coming from my end of the thing, where I've come across with the idea and the project proposal, and we're working on dates for a thing that'll happen at Jazz at Lincoln Center in also 17, I think. I can't keep track. It's too many things.
Before we get to 17, you're going to be back again in December for the Royal Albert Hall there with Guy.
I will. Yeah. I've got a promotion over at the Albert Hall. That'll be my first time playing there, so that'll be fun.
Magnificent venue. In fact, the venue where we launched Jazz FM with Ella Fitzgerald and Count Basie Orchestra all those years
back. How about
that? Ronnie Scott's all this week. It sort of culminates. We've got an amazing opportunity for you, dear Jazz FM listener, to hear Kurt in concert live on the radio tonight after 8 and in Vision 2 on jazzfm.com. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Have they got the decorations up there, the trees and
not yet.
Baubles yet? No.
No. It's too early for that, that's fine.
But music from the new album for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. It's wonderful to have you. The Beautiful Day. Bradford, Kurt Elling here at Jazz FM. Can I finish on Little Drummer Boy? I love the reinvention of this.
Put it where you like it, Pop.
What was the thinking behind how to construct Little Drummer Boy in a different way?
That seemed like a little obvious choice. I mean, we've got Kendrick Scott playing on this record, and he's got exactly the groove, and we just did a couple of takes, and it was easy to throw together.
Cool. Listen out for Kurt tonight on Jazz FM and also special Dinner Jazz edition on Boxing Day. Kurt Elling, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Well, they told me that you do. Our newborn king to see. Brushes and sticks will bring to lay upon the king. Ba-reba-dum-ting. And when we sing, rum-bum-bum-bing. And so to gig for him. Oh, we're smacking some skin.
for you and slap and skit just like we do. We are just some poor kids like you. We have no cash to brew, just like the cats can do, like upper crust do when they do do that old voodoo. And so could we step for you? We're humble and few. Mary dug it, yes she did. Ox and lamb pat feet. We hit the skins for him, our finest legs for him. Rum-pa-pa-pum, rum-pa-pa-pum, rum-pa-dum-tum. Then he smiled some at the sound of our drum.
There's now cooler than that version there of Little Drummer Boy, Kurt Elling, from The Beautiful Day, his brand new album, his inverted commas holiday album, but it's just so swag and jazz. It's a wonderful album. And so Kurt Elling will be rejoining us on Jazz FM on Boxing Day for a special edition of Dinner Jazz. In just a moment, Julie London, and then we're into the rhythm section.
It's the return of BBC Music Jazz.
4 days dedicated to the sound of jazz.
In collaboration with Jazz FM.